You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Listener Jen wrote to us. This is short and sweet. Let's just get right to it. She goes, we're arguing over whether or not you can comment to someone when they've had cosmetic surgery. I won't say what kind. Just wondering in general if it's okay to talk about it with someone. That's from Jen with two N's, by the way. Jen with two N's.
Wow.
That's an interesting question, and I'm wondering if the type of cosmetic surgery plays a part in whether you can talk about it or not.
Well, absolutely.
I mean,
come on. Hey, your boobs, what happened? You can't do that at work.
Well, then which one could you?
You could do Botox, you could do nose job.
Take work out of the equation, just in general.
Oh, well, if it's out of work, then yeah, then I'm commenting on the boobs. But other than that, yeah, you got nose, Botox, I don't know, what else is there to pin your ears back? Something different about your ears. I can't put my finger on it.
I'm trying to figure out how, like...
I mean, dudes get pec implants and calf implants, too.
Right. And there are even guys that say these days are getting butt work done.
Butt work, the chin implants, so you have a stronger chin, a stronger jawline.
Yeah. Now, on the one hand, the way I see it, because I'm seeing both sides here. On the one hand, somebody is generally, there are exceptions, but generally people are having cosmetic surgery done to enhance their appearance, right?
Sure.
So you would think they would want people to notice. Is it one of those things where they want people to notice, but they don't want people to say anything? They just want you to appreciate it without commenting on it.
Maybe. I'm trying to put myself in that position. If I went and spent $20,000 and had a new jaw, let's stick with the jawline put in, I would want people to comment and ask about it, just knowing that I spent the $20,000 on it and it better have been worth my while then. People better notice a difference. Talk to me about it. Be like, whoa, that looks great. Hopefully. So I think I would be, then I guess tell me that too. Whoa, what'd you do, dude?
I don't want to get
too specific,
but I will tell you. So I had a friend one time. I'm not even going to say male or female, and I'm not going to say what the cosmetic surgery was. Okay. But I had a very dear friend who had a procedure done, and I didn't know they were doing it. And when I saw them, they pointed it out basically to get a reaction from me.
Yeah.
And I felt horrible because I couldn't tell a shred of difference. Talk about, in my mind,
okay,
a waste of money, but maybe not for them because it made them feel better about themselves. But I thought, oh, and I want it. And so, of course, I lied. Oh,
well,
you
yeah,
had
you
that?
Yes,
that?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That looked, I knew there was something different about you.
You don't want to hurt feelings.
Yeah, but I couldn't tell. And I was like, oh, my God. That's
what was the...
I'm not
what
saying
it was?
Anything. I'm just saying that the truth of the matter is I looked closely and I could not tell. So I don't know. I mean, there's somebody who was flat out asking my opinion, but I don't know. We have tons of listeners who have had something done. So it's going to be up to you to answer Jen's question. When you have cosmetic surgery done, do you want people to comment or do you want them not to? And does it depend on the procedure?
I would think so. It's probably going to, definitely boil down to the person, probably. And if they're a little more boisterous and outgoing. And I mean, I used to work at a gym. And then when I left the gym, Nick Nack and I kept going to the gym. So we had a ton of gym rat friends. And a lot of those people that are hardcore gym goers are notorious for getting work done as well because they want the perfect body. And I will tell you, we had a very, pun intended, a very large handful of ladies that we knew that got the enhancement on their chest. And they made no bones about it. They wanted you to look at them. They offered up to show you. They wanted you to squeeze them, the whole nine. And they were completely fine with it. I never did because I'm a gentleman. But I know that offer was presented to Knick Knack on multiple occasions. You know, you like them? Check them out. You might want your own. Take them for a spin.
As I recall, we talked on the show many times about how Nicole wanted to.
She dabbled in that. Yeah, we did the
and
research.
And then she just what? Decided no?
Decided no. It wasn't for her. So yeah, okay. She never did it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I don't know. It depends on the person. People be texting.
Here we go. 303-691-1MIX. 691-1649. Jill says if they are offended about the comment, then that's on them. But is it, Jill? I mean, imagine for a moment, okay, that you didn't get anything done. And someone just walked in and just commented on something about your body. Right? I mean, isn't that generally frowned upon anymore? So if you even took the work out, I mean, is it on that person if you're offended? Or should we just not be offering up comments about somebody's physical attributes?
Maybe it's just how well you know them, too, you know? you got to tiptoe around that. Yeah, I think that might be it, but how well you know him. Because you got a new guy that starts at work, you're not going to be like, oh my gosh, what's wrong with your calves, dude?
Andrea makes a pretty good point. She goes, maybe if they talk about it before the surgery, they want to talk about it after. If they don't talk about it before, they don't want it mentioned after.
It's done on
she
the
goes,
sly.
That's my guess. You know, Andrea, your guess is as good as ours.
You know, going back a step, that was kind of Knick Knack's thing, is she wasn't going to talk about it if she had it done, and it was going to be more of a fall-winter procedure, so she could wear baggier shirts and sweaters and things of that nature just to kind of hide it, and so people at work weren't commenting or staring or like that, and it just kind of naturally, that's how she looked, and come summertime, they would, you know, people wouldn't think twice.
Because it would be more of a gradual
thing? It would
thing.
Be a more of a gradual transition, and she could wear the baggier clothes, and she
that's
works in a very male-dominated industry, so she didn't want it to be a distraction.
So a bunch of jerks or something that would
just a distraction in general, I think. A bunch of nerdy guys, yeah. I was kind of thinking about this, you know, during the break. I mean, I'm kind of falling on, like, bottom line, it's truly none of your business, I guess.
Right.
It's none of your business what somebody does to their body and how it looks. It's not your business.
Yeah, but just a few minutes ago, you said you'd absolutely
Was that with me getting it done to me? I personally would be fine with that.
No,
it's not that big a deal.
You would say, hey, nice boobs is what you said.
I'm changing my stance on it. I don't think it's anyone's business. I've thought about it a little more.
Listen to this note from Anna. She goes, one of my friends had a nose job done. The other one had a boob job. Both of them could not stop talking about how amazing it was and how much they love them, especially the one with the nose job. That's all she can talk about. New nose. She told me about it before it was happening, after it was happening. Like, she would not stop talking about this nose job. She wanted us to comment on it. And Hannah says, I saw no difference, honestly.
Oh, no.
That's what I was talking about, too.
You got to get real close.
Like, they had something done, and they said, hey, what do you think? And I was like, oh, yeah, that's great. Damn it, I can't tell any difference whatsoever.
Just be the normal person and talk about them behind their back when they're not around. I'll tell you, one of the main topics of conversation with this Golden Bachelor that I'm watching right now with Nicole is one of the ladies on there and the amount of cosmetic enhancement that she's had done. And that's like the main, it's like we can't take our eyes off of it on every episode.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't tell her to her face, but yeah. Watching from my living room, I'm like, oh my God.
There is something to be said for people who put themselves out there in a public forum, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel horrible saying that. Let's go to the phones. Here's Rose. Rose, what do you want to add to this conversation?
Well, I feel like the context is kind of a lot of how people are going to take it because, like, you know, there's a difference between.
Do you have a sock over your phone or something?
I'm trying to get it as close to my mouth as I can. I'm sorry.
That's what she said. It's not working.
Can you hear me okay?
We can try to muddle through this. Talk loud.
Yeah, go ahead. Say what you want to say again. Your phone is just...
Your phone needs surgery.
You need some cosmetic phones.
Your butt looks good or something. It's a lot different than, you know, did you get worked up?
Yeah, Rose,
okay,
this isn't going to work.
Okay, I do. Listen, I Rose, thank you very much for your call. Honestly, the phone issue is just bad. But she makes a good point. Context.
What was it? I couldn't hear it.
Her context was, it's one thing to compliment someone, like, for instance, and say, hey, your nose looks really, really good now, versus, hey, did you get work done?
Oh, there you go.
Like, how you phrase it.
Don't phrase it as a question.
Yeah, if you're coming in as a compliment.
Where do you fall if you are just genuinely curious about whatever work they had done because you want to have that done? Can you go in and say, I can't help but notice that you might have had some work done on your ears? Who did you use? Are you allowed
because
to do
I
that?
Because I want to do that.
Because right. I want to do that. Give me a
you're just looking for the referral.
And they're like, I didn't do anything to my ears.
And you're like, oh, crap. That's like the whole pregnancy thing, right?
I mean, is that, that's
what
like,
do you do?
Yeah, what do you do? Are you allowed to go in and say, I've been thinking about this and I've noticed you've had it done? Is that a red light, green light?
And then they slap right back with like, well, that's just none of your business. Polly wrote in. She goes, cosmetic surgery is like buying expensive underwear. If you can't see it, why bother? Well,
there is that logic too. Yeah, show it off. Good God, did you see the one that just came in from Karen?
I did.
How was that possible?
She said she's joking in a way. She says my sister went from a small A to a triple Z, so I don't think that's true. But she says she made her boobs everyone's business.
Well, I think that's all right. That's okay. Karen, we're going to need to see a picture. Because all of a sudden you just made it our business, Karen. So
I do want her to clarify what it went to, because it's not triple Z.
And how can the skin stretch like that?
No, I don't think that's...
Okay, all right. No, but really, send a picture.
I worked with a guy in the radio industry many years ago whose goal was to be a TV game show host. That's what he wanted, to move from radio to television and be a game show host. And so he went and got a bunch of face work done, but he hadn't told anybody he was going to do it. And then he came back to work, and I got news for you. He had not let it heal, you know, before he came back to work.
Yeah.
And it was
still had drain tubes in.
Oh my God. It looked like he had been in a car accident and gone through the windshield.
Would you say that? And you look fantastic.
I have rarely ever viscerally reacted the way that I did when he turned around and his face was a foot away from mine. And I swear, Jeremy, I jumped back.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
Did you get in a fight in an alley?
I wasn't trying to be mean, but I mean, there was no warning.
You can warn a brother.
You gotta say before you turn around, Dom.
Listen,
I've had face work done.
This might be shocking.
Be prepared.
Madeline, you are basically saying you looked terrible before.
Well, Madeline, I don't
depends
know.
Depends again. That's... You're like, wow, what a difference.
You know, I've got to say it. I'm sorry you get mad when I bring it up, but I've got to say it. The point she's making is the misuse of the word amazing, which means unexpected, really. So when you tell someone, oh my God, you look amazing, what you are literally telling them is, I am stunned that you could pull this off because usually you look like crap.
Right.
And so kind of, Madeline, I mean, if you compliment someone after their work and you tell them they look good, does that necessarily mean you're telling them they look like garbage before?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
And I love the two guys that chimed in. Marco says, please have Karen's sister call me. And then Alex just texted in, boobies.
Yeah, we'll get a load of the photo that
no,
Lisa just sent.
No, that's not true.
Okay. We're
okay,
done.
Karen
we're done.
Says I was being dramatic. She goes, she went to an F, I believe.
F? That's still
she goes, I still make fun of her for being so top-heavy. Well, Karen, you're allowed. Jeremy and I could not get away with saying anything about it.
No.
But it's your sister. It's Karen's sister. You can say anything to a sibling. From an A to an F. That's like some students
I impressive.
Know. In one
right.
semester.
That's,
went from an A
that's
to an F.
impressive enhancement.
Quite a jump. Quite a jump.
Neat.
Wouldn't that, like, after you're, if you're a grown adult and you have that done, doesn't it suddenly jack with your back and everything?
You probably have to do some like pregame. You got to do some exercises, hit the
right.
gym for a couple months, do some lower back, and then go in for the procedure. Yeah.
Yeah, it almost would be like so. You have to get some PT done. You know, you'd have to have some physical therapy. You can't just instantly go from being an A to an F and think it's not going to affect your
balance,
know, your posture and your balance and your muscles.
How about that? All right.
We don't
all
know.
Right. That's great.